This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The ball's in their court. That's what a Kremlin spokesman says after telling reporters that Russia has given Ukraine a draft document outlining its demands as part of peace talks. The AP's Mike Gracia.
At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day ceasefire beginning Thursday to coincide with Orthodox Christians' Holy Week observances.
To allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors.
But Mariupol Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov voiced pessimism at that prospect.
They didn't allow this for 50 days. Why should they allow this now?
I'm Mike Rossia.
A new AP poll finds that most Americans support a mask requirement for travelers. A federal judge's ruling ended the nation's mask mandate on public transit. The AP's Jennifer King with where we are now.
The Biden administration is holding off on an appeal of the ruling that ended the nation's transportation mask mandate. The Justice Department says it will not appeal a judge's ruling that ended the federal mask order for planes, trains, and transit hubs, unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention determines the requirement is necessary. The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Jennifer King, Washington.
Spain is keeping its mask mandate on public transportation, but otherwise partially ending its indoor mask mandate. About half of Shanghai, China's 25 million residents are now allowed to go outdoors as the biggest city in China eases its COVID controls. Netflix has lost hundreds of thousands of subscribers over the past few months. Now it's considering options like creating a low-cost subscription supported by advertising. Authorities say a man charged with setting a fire that gutted a Northern California Home Depot, forcing hundreds to run for their lives, was trying to cover up a theft of tools. This is AP News. Two men accused of impersonating federal agents have been indicted by a grand jury.
Two men who befriended Secret Service agents in an upscale apartment building in Washington, D.C., have been indicted on charges of false impersonation of a federal officer and possessing a large-capacity ammunition device. Arian Taherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Taherzadeh's lawyer says he just wanted to be friends with the agents and had no intention of compromising them. Ali's lawyer says he, too, was duped. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.